It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Red rum. 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 Red rum.
Happy Halloween! Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Here's our phone number, 877-365-3636. You can send along a text message to us at WJFK1. Lots of people are weighing in on Beth Ann and also the cartwheels.
Yes. Everybody wants cartwheels.
Yeah, a couple of people say, instead of doing cartwheels, have Beth Ann do jumping jacks.
Oh, she'll get a black eye.
Right, exactly. And as I go down the list here, lots of nice words.
Uh-huh.
Rob, wear a Nazi uniform to the boobash. Duh, Matthew.
Well done.
Somebody thought you might be going as the African Queen.
Really? The boat?
That was with my head stained tonight, I should go dressed as Mikhail Gorbachev. let me see. Blood from Beth Ann's. Oh, no.
Oh,
no,
Mike.
That's skip that.
You
I'm
must,
sorry.
You
sometimes
must
I
read
just
ahead.
Read them. All right. Let me see. I have a name for Buzz because all the Buzz babes I suggest we call Buzz the Rook O Player Pro, which means he would be new to our Players Club. I have no idea what that means.
I
shouldn't read all of them.
I don't know what it means either, but I'm in.
You should have put the fake blood on a tampon and run screaming to Carlos saying, something's wrong with me. Great idea. Mike, take off your pants, you fabulous bastard. K in Connecticut.
Huh.
And
K.
That's the letter K, not
letter
AK.
K. Could be Kevin.
Probably a guy.
Could be Kyle.
All right.
Could be K.
Happy Halloween, F-Stick. Love, Beluga. From Jolene in Spokane.
Oh, that's nice.
And I love you. Forward, forward, forward. I love you and your friendship means a lot to me. But if zombies with chainsaws were chasing us, I would so trip your ass. JK, happy Halloween. All right, are you ready for the big announcement here? It's not
ready.
A big announcement.
Well,
no,
whatever it is, I'm ready.
Swear to God, it's not a big announcement
it
at all.
It really isn't.
It's just meaningless like this whole morning has been. Like my conversation with Beth Ann, meaningless too.
Yeah, but at least I have passion for this, Mike.
Now, Katie is a shocker. Katie is assisting Rob.
She's an artiste in this.
But we've been...
like
you know
I.
What? Hold on a second.
Like
what?
I, she has a background in theater, Mike.
You know, we haven't given anybody a chance to guess what you're going to be for Halloween,
that
have
is
we?
True.
This is true.
All right, we got time.
A few people on my Facebook have gotten it
if
right.
If you have a guess, I will give you a fabulous prize if you can guess what Rob is going to be for Halloween.
What are Rob's pants?
365-3636. No, it's not like that at all.
Not like that at all.
It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter no. One little bit.
Just
but,
for fun.
Yeah, guess, and we can say he's wearing nail polish. That's the only guess. That's the only hint that we have.
That really is not for the costume.
Can
though.
I say what else I see on you right now?
You can.
You have a tattoo.
Yes, I've put on a temporary tattoo.
You have a tattoo and you have a nail polish. That's all I can tell right now. So
you know what I had to do this morning?
What's that?
It really, I was out of sorts. I had to shave my arms.
So that's part of it, too. That's another hint as to what you're going to be.
The only reason I did was so the tattoo would stick. As you can see, it's almost like where Popeye's arms would get fat.
Uh-huh.
That's where the hair begins.
Right.
And it's hard to shave your arms.
You left the hair on your forearms, but your upper arms, your biceps are now shaved
clean.
Yeah,
and it's a feeling I'm unaccustomed to.
I have to ask you a question, though.
All right.
You still haven't committed to the dental activity?
Oh, no. I have the stuff.
Good. You should.
Really?
You should.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're
going
to do that.
But that'll probably be the last thing I do.
And it's got to be this one right here, right?
I think it's this one and this one.
Oh, both good.
Yeah.
That'll be even better. So it's the first annual Boo Bash tonight, Fast Eddie's in Centerville. We've told you for a month. You know it's going to be there. It's going to be packed, so we're looking forward to having all of you be out there.
We have some time between the end of the show and the start of the party, and Rob, if you're going to be dressed up, you want to come over to my house?
There's nothing I would like better.
It should be fun. Yeah. Let's go to Jerry in, I have no idea
Jerry
where
again.
This is.
A different Jerry.
Is
maybe.
This Lewiston, Maine?
Yeah, Lewiston, Maine.
Lewiston, Maine. Wasn't that the site, Rob? Correct me if I'm wrong. Maybe one of Elvis's last concerts in Lewiston, Maine?
His last tour was the Northeast, so that makes perfect sense, yeah.
Jerry, what can we do for you? You got a guess for what Rob's going to be?
Yeah, I think we're going to be Divine from Hairspray.
Divine?
Oh, not since the weight loss. Can't do it.
No, that is incorrect. Let's go to Tim.
He's too thin.
In Reno, Nevada. Tim, what do you think Robbie's going to be?
Paula Deen.
Paula Deen is... Incorrect.
Wonderful guess, though.
A fine guess.
But you're doing very, very well with the guesses so far. Mm-hmm. You know, there is a brand of rum called Red Rum.
Yes.
And it is red. You're aware of this?
I've heard of it. Yes. Yeah, I know about this.
And it's actually red.
It's a real brand. Yes.
It's very, very cool. Isn't Let's go to Will in Nevada. Hello. Happy Halloween, Will.
I'm in Spokane. I don't know about Nevada.
I will tell you, based on the speed at which these hundreds of phone calls are being answered. They're pouring in, but they're not being answered fast.
I see.
Seems to be the last 2 days.
He seemed less than enthusiastic.
Yeah, he's having the
Friday.
Day. Yeah, but no, he gave me a little paper when he wrote on it. He's big on that, so that usually means he's alert.
Did he write on it, I quit?
Yeah, no, he wrote, Pat Goss is bartending tonight. At the
Wow.
Okay. Will, do you have a guess as to what Rob Spiewak's going to be?
I do. I think Rob Spiewak is going to be Amy Winehouse.
Rob Spiewak is Amy Winehouse. Congratulations. Yay. Yes, sirree. Very well done, sir. That's good. That's a good job. We didn't have a lot of hints there. I give you a $25 gift card to Hooters, your headquarters for football. This season, do football the Hooters way and let them cater your football party. Details at Hooters.com. What gave it away? I bet you I know. The dental conversation, right?
The dental conversation and the tattoo.
The tattoo.
Yeah, I have to give credit to my wife. It was her idea. And back in August, I thought this was brilliant. But as I was trying to make my cutoffs the other night, and you know, they're short. They're way. Do you remember when we used to have those corduroy shorts?
I forgot that she wears.
Amy wears very short.
Are you going to be wearing cutoffs? Will, congratulations. I'm going to put you on hold. Okay.
Do you remember when we were all a little younger and the fashionable shorts were made by Ocean Pacific or OP and they were corduroy?
I remember that.
That's about the length. Let me show them to you. Hold on.
Okay. Now, how much makeup are you going to be putting on today? Is Katie going to be helping you as the day progresses?
Oh, he's going to show us the jean shirt. Those are short. A lot of thigh on Rob tonight.
Yeah, but you know, the fishnets will keep me well protected.
You think?
This is really the most horrifying thing.
Or will they just invite trouble?
Hey, have you done a trial run on this costume yet?
Never all elements at once.
Okay.
I had to try it on in stages because really, as this was developing, I said to Carrie, if the kids see me, we don't have the money for the analysis.
Are you going to be, like, ready to go as Amy by the end of the show? That's my question to you.
Probably not. Well, not probably fully. Pretty close.
You
pretty
can
close.
Maybe throw the wig on and take it off just once?
Well, I've got the wig right now if you want to see it.
Yeah, go ahead.
You really are not good at delaying that, are you?
I can't wait.
He'll be semi-Winehouse by the end of the show.
Take your headphones off and try it on.
This is a pretty good wig.
This is Amy Winehouse.
Careful with your nails opening that
even
bang.
With all the weight loss for Rob, this is Amy Winehouse if she went on some sort of nutritional program.
Exactly. Hold
on. If she was like, look at the wig. Look at the wig.
The wig is flipping huge.
That's nice. That's very Amy Winehouse.
Now, is that a specifically designed Amy Winehouse wig?
It is. It's actually a model called the Rehab.
Oh, it is. Yeah. All right. Very good. Did you have to order it online?
I went to a party store.
Hey, Katie,
store.
Can you come in and help Rob with this? Or Bethann's taking pictures. So.
I can't see
Katie,
to
help
the
Rob
hole.
With the wig.
Oh, here we go.
Katie's your unofficial dresser here. Here we go. He's going to try the wig on. We'll put a picture of this up on MichaelMarishow.com. So you can see it.
Spitting image.
It requires a little adjustment. I'm certain.
Oh, yes. Yes, that is.
Wig was developed by NASA.
That is fantastic. The hair is what makes it that Amy Winehouse.
And, you know, it's just the whole Halloween thing. I'm not much into dressing up, believe it or not.
Keep telling
God,
us that.
I love that.
And Carrie, I said to her, she comes up into the bedroom. The door is shut. I'm trying all this stuff on. And she's trying to keep the kids distracted. And she says, is everything okay in there?
Ah, what a lame-ass costume I have. I've just got vampire suit. That's all I have. And look at your head.
And I said to Carrie, everything's fine. Where are the bobby pins?
That is too good.
So anyway,
that
looking
is
forward
too
to
good.
It.
All right, great. Next segment we will, after we talk to Larry Miller, or if we have time, we will actually have people guess what Buzz is going to be. It's not nearly as exciting, but he says it's going to. Now, are you going to include all the details?
I thought I would actually reveal it at the end of the news this evening.
Really? The first news?
The last. Last news.
The last news.
Mm-hmm. Would you entertain a guess, though?
Well, sure.
I mean, guessing is fun,
sure,
right?
Guessing is always fun.
Would you like to give us a hint? I know what it's going to be, but would you like to give it a hint?
No, not yet. I'd like to hold off on it.
All right,
but
you will not be revealing it in this newscast.
No, not this one.
Even though it is time for our first look at Buzz.
Are secret clues built into the newscast?
No, just it'll be at the end.
Say yes.
Just say yes. Yes.
All I know is after looking at that
the show.
After looking at that wig, I'm going to party with you, dude.
Thank you, dude.
I swear to God.
We're all going to party.
All right, let's get our first look at news. Lots going on. 4 or 5 days away from the election. Here he is, the man, the legend, Buzz Burbank.
Thanks, Mike. With Barack Obama still still in the lead, John McCain is trying to warn voters about the possible pitfalls of a one-party government, including, in his estimation, tax increases. More on that and stuff you won't hear anywhere else in your Final Buzz at 620 Eastern.
I today heard a Joe the Plumber commercial. First time I'd heard it. Have you heard that one?
Oh, I have, yes.
This is Joe. Now, isn't the basic premise of that commercial dishonest when he's not named Joe?
Or a plumber licensed, at least.
I mean, he's not any of the things he said he was.
No.
But they're using him. They're using him like a toy.
Yeah, but you know what? They're still allowed to advertise the power antenna, which turns your entire house into an antenna.
So that's not fair. That is not fair.
That is fair.
I really thought that would work.
Mike, that first came out in 1952, and it hasn't worked then.
What is the name of the guy? Who's the name of the guy that screams every time he's trying to sell his new product?
Billy Mays.
Billy Mays. I'm Billy Mays. Mm-hmm. Billy Mays has a new product that I have found somewhat intriguing.
What?
It is a it's a hamburger maker. It makes sliders.
Oh.
It makes sliders.
Does it cook them or just make the...
It cooks them. You put it on the stove and then you put this little thing on top and it cooks the sliders all at once. And it makes perfect little sliders. And
wow. Also... Is it called a frying pan?
No, the frying pans are not convenient.
And I'm Billy Mays, Rob. You're a big fat stain. I swear to God, you ought to try my little... There's a name for it.
Somebody will tell me there's some name for it.
How do you think Billy Mays stacks up against Dave Dornbush, the man who invented the Jetstream oven?
I'd like to, seriously, Billy Mays, I would like to take him on a fishing trip and not return with him. I swear to God.
Hey,
sorry. Man, we were out there were some hammerheads off the coast of Florida, and Billy didn't make the trip back.
So sad.
Billy Bate.
I don't know if you'd catch much. The wife of former presidential hopeful John Edwards may be headed for divorce court. The New York Post spotted her without her wedding ring for the first time in public this week, and that according to its source, the couple has officially separated.
Wow. That is so tough to think of.
It is.
What she was going through. Mm-hmm. But
Edwards confessed.
I don't want to be cruel at all. And this is long before she had her battle with cancer.
Right.
But the fact is, long before that, and I saw them together.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't put them together, really. I mean, if you want to look on it as a pure superficial level.
By looking at a couple?
Well, you've seen some of those. They have those couples occasionally where you got the, I know one firsthand, where the guy's a schlub and the chick is hot. Yeah. I've seen those.
Huh.
And
I met them?
You see, yes, I think so. Shut up, Rob. He's getting ready. He's already,
that's
the first sign right there.
Yeah.
He's already really ready for this party. The first time you saw John Edwards and his wife, didn't you say to yourself, seriously, I don't put those two together, the kind of chiseled, good-looking political guy, Mr. Successful.
And Chubbsy Ubsy.
And then you see Chubbsy Ubsy. It didn't look kind of normal, he proved that, I guess.
Do you think she'll lose all the weight now just to get back at him?
Rob,
she'll come out looking
she's got
hot.
The big casino. You can't pick on her anymore. You can't. You have to stop. It is
not
politically.
I'm not picking on her. I'm just saying, weight loss is great.
Let's go to Nick.
For those who spent summer in a coma, Edwards confessed he'd had an affair with a campaign worker while his wife Elizabeth was battling cancer.
All remember that. Hey, Nick in Arlington, you're on the air. Hello, Nick.
Hey, you mentioned Billy Mays. I'm actually going as Billy Mays tonight. I have the full beard and a little OxyClean shirt, so I'll be spilling some things at the boob ash and cleaning them up.
Good. All right, that's good, Nick. I want to see you. Make sure you see me. I want to see that costume. That's funny as hell.
I did have one quick question about Buzz's costume. If it requires a wig, will he still be wearing his toupee underneath?
That's a very good question. Will you have the toupee under the wig if you need a wig?
Going to be a chilly night. It's all about insulation. Yes, the toupee and the wig.
All right, Nick, we will see you at the show. Looking forward to it. I say show. It's going to be a party.
It's a party. A new study from the University of Chicago, while we're on the subject, shows an increase in extramarital sex, especially among women. Each year, about 12% of married men and about 7% of married women will slip out for a little something on the side. That's about 1 in 10 people a year having an affair of some kind.
Tonight should be fun.
Should be a lot of fun.
But lifetime infidelity rates are much higher. At the University of Washington, they found that over a lifetime, 20% of men and 15% of women will go for the strange.
Do you ever get the impression that, he has these stories in his desk and he's had them since July?
Because it's
the boobash tonight, he just brings them out today?
On Buzz's laptop, if you hit F9, it creates a story about either
sex
pot
news.
Or marital infidelity.
F9 is the sex news button.
There it is.
Both of these numbers are up from just 15 years ago. The biggest increase, you may be interested in this, among women over the age of 60. That's the biggest increase in infidelity, well, women over the age of 60.
You know what they said the other day? They said 90 is the new 75.
Exactly.
So if 90 is the new 75, what is that? You do the math.
60
what
is, equals
60 is the new
45.
What? Huh?
60 would be the new 45.
There you go. Amen. How about that?
It doesn't matter. I'm not going to make any of those ages.
I know.
Let me just tell you, in England, a man learned his girlfriend had been cheating on him with a guy who had been a close friend of his since childhood. He got revenge by using a 13-ton construction excavator to destroy the other guy's Toyota Land Cruiser.
Bravo.
Quoting Mr. Revenge, I have no regrets. He deserved it. These stories and more at MikeOMaraShow.com. Will both McCain and Obama be on Saturday Night Live this week? Next hour in your Hollywood Buzz, I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
When we come back, we'll chat with Larry Miller, stand-up comedian and a wonderful actor and a lot of fun. He's a very funny guy. I look forward to chatting with him after these commercials.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.